music, the message, the community. This is 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to social justice, human rights, and ending all wars.
This is Billy Ayuso from the Restless Natives here in New Orleans. You're listening to 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to human rights and social justice. End all wars, peace and love.
Is mighty, but of course she is generous. For her sons would die for her, they are courageous. She always gets involved in war because of a friend. So if she check up on that problem, all war would come to an end. They don't say, Kennedy, the man of action, but he died and gone. Johnson tried to follow, and that is why this war lingered on. But peace, oh peace, is the cry of your whole nation, Mr. Nixon. It was simple, but oh no, it's a big, big war. And no one could explain me what the hell they're fighting for. Many, many mothers, night and day, crying for their sons. But my cousin, neighbor, and sister, crying for their husbands. And they say, Kennedy, the man of action, but he died and gone. Johnson tried to follow, and that is why this war lingered on. But peace, oh peace, is the cry of the whole nation, Mr. Nixon. With the ropes in your hand, pull the troops out of Vietnam. As the president in charge for the United States, you should make your firm decision before it gets late. For the way out this war prolonging, it may cause a record in death. If you only follow Kennedy and Johnson footsteps, they don't say, but he died and gone. Johnson tried to follow, and that is why this war lingered on. But peace, oh peace, is the cry of your whole nation, Mr. Nixon. With your ropes in your hand, pull your troops out of Vietnam.
Hey, I've looked all my life And I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and you're listening to 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as Joseph Fort Newton once said, men build too many walls and not enough bridges. End all wars.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Approaching about 10 million of us today marching.
Around the world, millions of people don't want this war.
We've never gotten justice through war.
We don't believe the lies being fed to us through the media.
We all speak with one voice for peace.
I've been walking through your streets, where all your monies are made, where all your buildings crying and clueless neckties working.
Revolving fake on houses,
housing all your fears, desensitized by TV. Overbearing advertising, god of consumerism, and all your crooked pictures, mirrorism, filtering information for the public eye, designed for profiteering. Your neighbor, what a guy.
Coupled with condemnations, unnecessary death, mad corporations, puppeting your frustrations with a blinded flag. Manufacturing consent is the name of the game. The bottom line is money. Nobody gives a f***. 4,000 hungry children leave us for hours from starvation while billions are spent on bombs, creating death showers.
I do not believe that war should be fought in America's name.
It's the most ridiculous thing.
I'm here because my brother is in the Navy and we want him to come home alive.
I hope it's never going to happen.
We just need...
Toma guerra y queremos la paz.
I don't understand why dropping bombs on children is the best way to achieve peace.
Yeah, I'm
For the last few years, I've had this sense that everything I learned as a kid about how America's government works is completely wrong. But I had no idea how bad things actually were until I saw this one graph. Researchers at Princeton University looked at more than 20 years' worth of data to answer a pretty simple question: does the government represent the people? Now, this is what they found. This axis here represents public support for any given idea. On the left, at 0%, are ideas that not a single American wants. On the right, at 100%, are ideas that everyone supports. This axis represents the likelihood of Congress passing a law that reflects any of these ideas, from a 0 to a 100% chance. On this graph, an ideal republic would look like this. If 50% of the public supports an idea, there's a 50% chance of it becoming law. If 80% of us support something, there's an 80% chance. You get the idea. Now, most Americans would probably agree that, with a few exceptions, we should be as close to this ideal as possible. Unfortunately, the way America actually works doesn't even come close. Take an idea that nobody supports, literally nobody, and it has about a 30% chance of becoming federal law. Now, take an incredibly popular idea, the most popular idea this country has ever seen, and there's also about a 30% chance of it becoming law. This means that the number of American voters for or against any idea has no impact on the likelihood that Congress will make it law. Put another way, and I'm just going to quote the Princeton study directly here, the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. So if you've ever felt like your opinion doesn't matter and that the government doesn't really care what you think, well, you're right. But there's a catch. This flat line only accounts for the bottom 90% of income earners in America. Economic elites, business interests, people who can afford lobbyists, they get their own line. look at how much closer their line is to the ideal. When they want something, the government is much more likely to do it. And when they don't, they have the power to completely block it from happening, no matter how much the rest of the country supports it. They get what they want, and guess who ends up paying for it? We pay for it with the most expensive healthcare in the world. We pay for it with a tax code that's a complete mess. We pay for it with internet that's slower and more expensive, with wasteful spending, a floundering education system, a catastrophic drug war, and 1 in 5 American children born into poverty. Almost every major issue we face as a nation can be traced back to this graph. How does this happen? Well, just follow the money. Right now, it's perfectly legal to buy political influence in America. Here's how it works. Let's say a big bank wants a law that would force taxpayers to bail them out again if they repeat the exact same reckless behavior that crashed the global economy in 2008. Not exactly the most popular idea with the public, and Congress knows that. That should be the end of it. But that's where the money comes in. It's perfectly legal for our bank to hire a team of lobbyists whose entire job is to make sure that the government gives the bank what it wants. Then those lobbyists can track down members of Congress who regulate banks and help raise a ton of money for their re-election campaigns. It's perfectly legal for those lobbyists to offer those same politicians million-dollar jobs at their lobbying firm. Then those lobbyists can literally write the language of this new bailout law themselves and hand it off to the politician they just buttered up with campaign money and lucrative job offers. And it's perfectly legal for those politicians to take the lobbyist-written language and sneak it through Congress at the last second. So now you've got a law that greatly benefits the banks, and the whole process can start over. This is how a bill becomes a law. A special interest hires some lobbyists, those lobbyists collect campaign contributions, offer jobs, and then write the laws that Congress then passes to help those same special interests. This happens every day on every single issue with politicians of both parties. In the last 5 years alone, the 200 most politically active companies in the United States spent $5.8 billion influencing your government. Those same companies got $4.4 trillion in taxpayer support. And that's trillion, with a T. And that's just the top 200 companies. Never mind every other special interest, every union, every trade association, and every billionaire. Every single one of them can use their money to buy political influence. You know, there's this idea out there that this only became a problem after the Supreme Court Citizens United decision in 2010. But the data goes back almost 40 years, and the results are clear. Corruption is legal in America. And as long as it is, anyone who can spend money to buy political influence will. The solution here isn't rocket science. Make corruption illegal. We already know Congress won't do it. I mean, one look at this chart will tell you that. What we need is a plan that lets us go around Congress and do what the American people do best. Fix this mess.
This is Jeremy and Abigail from Bon Bon Vivant. And you're listening to 102.3 WHIV in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights, social justice.
And as the Dalai Lama once said, the world doesn't belong to leaders. The world belongs to all humanity. End all wars.
Let's do that.
long.
This is 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, powering the airwaves with social justice and human rights since 2014. Kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it. God, but did you ever try?
seven seas.
This is Cameron Holmes, and I'm from the Beat Within in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIVLP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as Dr. Angela Davis once said, prisons do not disappear social problems, they disappear human beings. End all wars and mass incarceration.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you.
And what it really means, it's equal rights for every man, regardless of his strength. So don't let no one fool you.
Joshua said,
listen as I tell you.
Joshua said,
no man are better than none. Socialism is love between man and man. Socialism is
love for your brother.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends.
Would you believe?
Poverty and hunger is what we're fighting.
Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Socialism is
people pulling together.
Would you believe me?
Love and togetherness, that's what it means.
Mr. Bigger trembling in his shoes, saying he's got a lot to lose. Don't want to hear about sufferer at all.
Joshua said,
one man have too many, while too many have too little. Socialism don't stand for that, don't stand for that at all. Socialism is
love for your brothers.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends. Poverty and hunger is what we're fighting.
Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Socialism is
people pulling together.
Would you believe me?
Love and togetherness, that's what it means.
Socialism is
love for your brother.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends. Poverty and hunger is what we're fighting.
Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Do you believe me?
People pulling together. Love and togetherness, that's what it means.
Socialism is
love for your brother.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends. Poverty and hunger is what we are fighting.
Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Red bean. duck's ass, the eagle's ass, and the buzzard ass.
the most unique and exciting station serving the most unique and exciting city on earth. This is 102.3 FM WHIV New Orleans, community radio for the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
I'm Choice Rhymes, and I'm from Black Doe Family, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIVLP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as Tupac once said, I still see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war in the streets and the war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can buy the meat. Peace, y'all, in all wars. Yeah.